Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, but have you ever heard two guys having serious conversations about married at first sight?
No,
well, we haven't been having those conversations since college, but we're having some random conversations since college.
Yes, it's the regular guys, random thoughts, married at first sight recap episode. I hate reality TV. I hate you, Yanni, for making me watch this shit. I always want to make sure I get that out every time we have this show.
Well, first of all, I can't make you do anything, so this means that it's a choice for you to do it. So let's just get that clear. As we recap episode 5, you're 5 episodes in, which means you are, let's see, that's 4 times 2, 8 plus 3. That's 11 hours in to this wonderful show. And let me tell you how we got here in case you're just joining us for the first time. Terrell made a deal with the devil, said he'd never watch The Bachelor until they had a black bachelor. Lo and behold, here comes Matt James, and he's forced to watch it. So therefore, me being the great friend that I am, I come along for the ride. So therefore, as payback for him making me watch that bullshit, he's got to watch one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight. And here we are, season 13, episode 5. What do you think?
I'm coming along for the ride. It's awesome. It's a beautiful episode. This is so great. 13 hours of my life, I'm never getting back. Or 11 hours, whatever you counted up. It's still way too many.
I mean, there's way more to go, so.
I could watch a whole season of The Jeffersons. 2 seasons of The Jeffersons in 11 hours. All right, so today's episode, I know we're going to dig into each individual couple, but I'll give some overall opinions. Mm-hmm. I have nothing for Myrla. I just have nothing for her at all. But I thought I have some really interesting things to talk about when it comes to, Gil and him just wanting to spill the tea on his own relationship. That's something solely separate. I think some couples are getting close to that mark of wanting to have sex and all that. But one note that I made throughout this episode is, why are a lot of these women reluctant to have sex? Because a lot of them have had either one night stands, hooked up with some dude after 2 dates, and it went to crap. But yet, you got married. Like, why are you being stingy with the goodies? Like, I just don't understand.
That is a great question. And, it's an interesting one because I remember I dated this girl once, right? And I didn't realize that I was on that 90-day rule crap. I didn't realize, but we went out to take a mutual friend of ours out for her birthday, and as we were walking out, I don't know how the topic came up, but then the friend goes, "Wait, don't tell me you're on that 90-day bullshit," and she was like, "I'm like, wait a minute, that's what we're on? you mean you haven't made every guy wait this long?" So, women, I will tell you this real quick, and I get it. There's some people that you do right away, and you're like, all right, this is all passion. Let's get it. And some people are like, well, this could last. Let's wait. If he's going to run away after the first night, he'll run away after the 91st night. I guarantee you. If he's leaving, he's leaving.
Agree, 100%. But here's my thought. You've had fast sex with somebody that didn't commit to you. Mm-hmm. In this case, you had someone that married you, that even if you get annulled, legally, there's public documents that shows that you've been married before. So you're taking the biggest step in a relationship that you could. Why not sleep with the person? Like, why are you being so reserved about it? I just don't understand, because all the guys want to have sex. Let's just be clear about that. All the guys do, but all the women are just being super reserved. I'm like, you've given it up faster for someone who wouldn't commit to you. This person has signed on the dotted line and they're fully in, and they married you without even meeting you first. That's the person you should at least sleep with. So I just don't understand, like, why, and maybe those listening, chime in the comments. Help me understand why women are so reluctant to sleep with someone, especially in the sense that they actually married the person. Yet in their previous dating lives, they slept with people in the first week.
You're assuming, you know, Bao didn't, first of all. And second of all, shout out to Michaela, Black Girl Magic. Give it up, goddammit. That's what I'm talking about. You go, girl. And congrats on not catching COVID. But since you brought up this sex thing, apparently they were doing it from across the room. we know Zach and Michaela did.
Well, if you do oral, you don't get COVID. You didn't see that study from Dr. Fauci?
I'm not even going down that road with you. I'm going to leave that alone. Because I know exactly why you
said
that.
Sorry.
And there are a lot of guys right now watching this going, you're goddamn right you did. But I'm going to say, we know Zach and Michaela did it, but we want to know now who is going to be next to do the do. As we go through the rest of the couples, let's see. Let's go with Brett and Ryan since you brought them up.
Brett and Ryan, not yet. I think it's still the same situations where Ryan will say things that totally just throws Brett off. And he's not catching it.
Yeah.
So I think that Brett is still on the fence. You know, one of the things Ryan said tonight that I think is something that's gonna stick in Brett's mind, is it was an easy no for him to make a relationship work with anyone non-negotiable on kids. Mm-hmm. Now, Brett is kind of 50-50. She's like, hey, if we have kids, great. If we don't, great. But he's putting that pressure, and he's very specific. 2.75 children. I want a boy and a girl. Ideally, two boys and a girl. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Brett's thought that far. And so I don't know, because as he says those things, I think there's moments where Brett's like, okay, I could see us doing this. And then Brian makes a comment, and she's like, well, chastity belt, back on.
I will say this, though. As somebody who was kind of iffy on kids before, it's one of those things where until the possibility of having kids is taken completely off the table, I don't think that's when you realize, oh yeah, I may really want kids more than I think I do. So you know, she's 50-50. She may actually be 60-40 or 75-25. She may not know that. And you won't know until the guy's like, yeah, I don't want kids. And she'll be like, ah, well, shit. and that may change the thing. Well, I will say this about them too, though. You're right. He is putting his foot in his mouth a lot. But I just want to say that I'm right. You felt like they were going to get it on, and she was so ready to give it up. I told you that she was not going to be ready. Yeah, she was ready to kiss, but kissing is excitement to her. Kissing to her was oral sex, and technically it was, because it's oral, and but it was sexual in nature.
That's the thing that throws me off about her. And again, it's not saying that she should have sex. I'm not saying that to the viewers. But she's not been touched in 2 years, allegedly, because I always think somebody has a...
Yeah, I remember somebody saying that about a much longer period of time. I didn't believe them either.
Exactly. I think somebody always has a tune-up man, somebody they can call in case of emergency break glass.
But you call for a plumber? I'm here to fix your pipes.
Hey, big head.
Hey, stranger.
Let's just say it's legit that she has not had intimacy or physical touch in 2 years. You would think this would be the opportunity that you would do it. But again, I understand her reservations because I totally think Ryan messes it up. I didn't like how Ryan brought up the whole intimacy while they were getting the couples massage. That's not a conversation for these masseuses.
As a matter of fact, the masseuse was like, run, girl. Get out of here. Go.
Yeah. She's like, hold him down. Like massaging her in Morse code, like, run.
Run, girl.
Run. I think that's not the time or place to have that conversation. And I thought it was odd that he would bring that up in that setting. And so, again, you make her feel uncomfortable by doing that. So I think that wasn't a good look on Ryan's part.
We already know Gil and Merla aren't, so let's just move on to the next one. Yeah. Jose and Rachel.
I'm feeling a lot of positives. I think they will. I think the boat, the little fishing trip that she had booked for them, I thought was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of positives there. That I want to say they're going to get there. And I think they're still going to have sex. I just don't know if they're going to be next, but I think if there's any group that was close to doing it, it would be them.
Bao and Johnny. I mean, because I'm going to tell you, looks like I was right. But first of all, the hall pass. I know she said she had a hall pass for Conan O'Brien. No, there's no such thing as a hall pass, okay? That shit goes out when you say I do. It says I. It also means I won't cash in this hall pass.
Disagree with you there, sir, respectfully. Okay. Yeah, I think that it's okay to have a hall pass.
Sure.
But the weird thing about that conversation was Johnny was like, I want to watch. And I'm just like, Johnny, tell me you're a freak without saying you're a freak. Okay, you want to watch like, your wife have sex with Conan
O'Brien. She's not
going
to want me to watch, so therefore she's not going to do it. She's going to turn in that hall pass. That's all that was. And let's be honest. People always like, oh, the hall pass. Guys always say they want the hall pass because they think they have a shot with the woman that they have on their hall pass list. However, let me point this out to you fellas and take heed. There is a stronger possibility of her cashing in her hall pass than you. Because if Rihanna's on your hall pass list, you've got probably negative 150% chance of actually cashing in the hall pass. But if
I'm with somebody and Taye Diggs is her hall pass and she gets a chance
to
hook up.
You need to dump her immediately.
She gets a chance to hook up with Taye Diggs and has picture proof that it happened because you just can't say I was out with Taye Diggs last night and there's no proof of it. It is what it is, right?
So you want to watch like Johnny, huh?
No, I don't want to watch. I just want to, like, it has to be proven that that was real. But with Johnny and Bao, I've been saying this, and I want to keep saying this. The physical intimacy is super important to Johnny. Johnny needs the words of affirmation that somebody's into him. Those are two, you know, love languages that Bao doesn't know how to speak. She can speak English and Vietnamese, but she can't speak those two. Right? And so that's why I feel like it's not going to work. And I think trying, right? But I think her method of trying is not fast enough to keep Johnny engaged. I think that's the thing. I think that Bao, she needs to get some counseling or some therapy over the snoring. Like, let it go. You know, or get some therapy, but you got to let it go, right? She's a total boner killer. Like, at that, when they got into bed that night, and you could tell Johnny was hoping there was going to be at least a more passionate kiss. He wasn't even asking for sex, just a more passionate kiss. So then she just kind of unloads about this whole snoring thing, and I got picked on in camp, and I'm just like, get some therapy and move on. It's snoring.
As we make these early predictions again, we made the way too early predictions. Now we've seen a little bit more of them, you know, in the first part of the honeymoon.
We didn't talk about Zach and Michaela.
Well, they've already done it.
Touche.
We did talk about it. They already did it.
Okay.
So who's going to make it? And we'll get to Zach and Michaela on the back end of this because they really were non-existent in this episode, but I think they're about to be the stars of the show, so we'll get to them. But let's go back with Bao and Johnny. As we were here doing a deep dive on them, do you think they're going to make it? Because I do.
So let me say, I want them to make it. I don't think they will make it because Bao has a problem with intimacy. And for Johnny, intimacy is his number one thing to know that he's secure in a relationship. Bao has a challenge with that. And I think there's going to be a lot more about Bao we find out, but she has a challenge with that. And if your partner is telling you their love language, for them to feel secure in a relationship, I need A, B, and C, and you're barely doing A, it's going to be
I will say this. It's early, so I will say this. First of all, Bao snoring just got her in that mental block. Johnny's got to do is send it to one of those sleep apnea doctors, get it a machine, breathe the machine, cure the snoring, she'll feel better about herself. When Johnny is going to do something that's going to make her drop all those walls, release the inner freak, and Bao, and you can see it in her eyes. If you look deep enough, sir, you can see it in her eyes. It's there, and he's going to unlock it, and they are going to make it.
You're right. I mean, there's been nothing... nothing that has taken me from 6 to midnight than the sleep mask that can stop somebody from snoring. That is my hot spot. That turns me on.
So, obviously, you don't think Bao and Johnny are going to make it. I'm going to assume you don't think Gil and Merla are going to make it either.
Oh, we know they're not going to make it. We don't even have to talk about them. We know they're not going to make it. I mean, I will say kudos for Merla for going on the plane ride and all that. She's just such an evil person, such a bad person that... I hope no one dates her after this, but yet she's got to blow up after this. That's the sad thing about our society, but she is such a freaking turd. Now, Gil, I do want to call this out. Gil was wrong for talking bad about Merla at the pool with everybody else.
Yeah.
You don't talk bad about your partner with other people. That is just wrong, and that's going to come back to bite him in the butt. He was 100% wrong. And I know it's his frustration of not even just getting a kiss, but now you're just kind of sound like a bit of a punk about it. You should not talk bad about your spouse in front of everybody. I would be really upset. I could date someone, and they might not like certain things about me, and that's great. Mm-hmm. I would be mad if mm-hmm. they were sharing that with other people. Like, I hate this about Terrell. He does this, he does this, he does this. No, that's our thing. That's between us. We don't have to share that. And so I think that was a bad look for Gil, and I think that's going to come back to haunt him. But other than that, I don't have any other words.
You'd be miserable all by yourself, Gil. You do not have to share that with everybody. You'd be miserable, sit in the corner and cry, sit in the car and cry, but you don't go crying to the rest of the married couples, because those women are going to go back and tell. Gil, first exactly. things first, you've dated way too... I know you hadn't been in a serious relationship in 6 years, but you've dated too many women to think that you can go talk like that in front of these other women and they're not going to go back and tell her. Now, you already know the kind of woman you're dealing with, right? You already know what she is, but I know it. Gil was in fuck it mode, and he was like, look, take all the shade. And I will say this. Merla is not unique or interesting, neither of the two, as she likes to claim that she is. And all that washing and everything that she does and removing the makeup and whatever she does to get ready to crawl in the bed, why?
Because she's unclean. That's why.
No, because her spirit's evil. That's yeah. why. She's trying to wash the evil out of it, and well, it's not going to happen.
I think for Gil, Gil knows this is going to go nowhere. So he is totally in I don't give a shit stage.
Yes.
But yet, there's and also that, part of him, there's also part of him that's like, I've put in all this time. What can I get out of this? Can I at least end it and get a kiss? Could I eventually sleep with her, walk away, and be like, yeah, we're done? I think there's that type of thing going on with him. But I loved his line about I treat her like a toddler. I thought that was hilarious.
It's so accurate.
And it was.
Know, I'm trying to think if this is the couple where, you know, because she's not attracted to him at first. And even though she stuck to her gun, she said she wasn't going to do it initially. So she said she wasn't going to kiss initially. And maybe he just has to break those walls down. I don't have the patience for that. So and especially not for the nasty attitude she has. So I would be Gil right now with all that crap. So as much as I like to say, Gil, you're wrong, I still say kudos, keep bringing the shade, and next time you sit down with experts, whoop their asses, because they set you up for the okey-doke. Do yep. not let them get away with this.
Yep.
Jose and Rachel, do they make it?
I'm feeling like they may make it. I'm feeling good. I mean, I think it's going to be an adjustment for both. Mm-hmm. When you look at how Jose manages his finances compared to how Rachel doesn't manage hers, I think that there's a possibility for them to make it. I'm feeling good about them. The more I see them, the more I'm leaning towards yes.
As you're saying that about them, I'm like, yeah, and I'm thinking about them sitting there talking, and I realize that the one thing that really irks me about Jose is the way they cut his beard, because he looks like a caricature. And you're laughing because you looked at that shit and was like, why'd they cut that shit that way?
That's how he likes it.
Whatever. Anyway, I will say he looked up in a way. And because she's showing all that affection to him, I'm waiting for that blow up to happen. Do I think they make it? I don't know, because as picky as he is and as picky as she is, it's like Gil said, it's amazing because he had a laundry list and then you had a laundry list. And the fact that the two of y'all are so perfect, and I think he was that was left in for one reason and one reason only. That's to predict the future when this shit does not go. And the producers yeah. and the editors and the directors left that in there for that particular reason, because it shows a forecast for what's to come.
Yep.
They do not make it. Jose and Rachel.
Foreshadowing. That's what that was. Because they're going to use that clip again.
Yes.
At some point. They're going to use that clip again. So this is foreshadowing. Thank you, Lifetime. We know what you're doing. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
So serial killer number one.
Ryan and Brett?
Yes.
No. They're not going to make it. I think Brett seems like such a cool chick, woman. I think she deserves better. Ryan just seems like he is not interested. His whole body language is showing it. So I think he's just trying to get through the recording of this
whole
deal. He's
trying to get laid to make it through these three.
And he wants to have some sex, because he's like, well, he would totally look like an ass on camera if he just left her at the hotel, went down to one of the resorts or bars or clubs, and just met some stranger and smashed. Yeah, he would look totally bad. But he's not interested. I don't see them making a draw.
But he would be happy.
Well, he'd be happy that he finally had a release. I think he'd be happy about that. But
So back to our favorite couple, our favorite smashing couple, Zach and Michaela.
Okay, so Michaela, a couple things on this, because it just blew my mind. I'm like, why are you so upset that
By the way, I just want y'all to notice something here. You see the way that he paused there just now, right? Terrell knows of Michaela. I guarantee it. Continue, sir.
I do, and that's why we didn't work out. But she seems so pissed that he's COVID positive. Now, here's the interesting thing. Why does she have to go back to Houston? Why couldn't she just got a separate room in that hotel and still stay there, enjoy the honeymoon, go in and check on him every now and then? Why does she have to go back to Houston? I thought that was really odd. That made no sense to me that she had to actually travel back to Houston. But then also for her, the drama of, you know, I'm not with him and all that. I mean, I'm waiting to see the crazy Michaela, because I know it's there. I've seen this type of person. I've seen this movie before. I know how it ends from personal experience. I've been the main star in that movie, and it ends bad. So I think she is really crazy. But why would she have to go to Houston to quarantine? Why couldn't she just get a separate hotel room? So that tells me there's some weird stuff. And why didn't he fight for that? Yes. You know, there's nothing. You can't tell me the producers were like, no, I think it'd be best if she went back to Texas. No, they weren't. There's a reason that she went. And I just find that weird.
So when we find out that he's dating one of the producers.
Yes. There's something. Because I think he winds up cheating somehow or hooks up with some. Mm-hmm. There's something that's going to happen between those two for her to lose her shit. But he's like, you know, when I'm sick, I'm not laying around on camera with my shirt off. You know, taking selfies of myself. I'm just, you know, dude, you're not that sick. Stop it. So I told you there's something about Zach, a little shady. And like every time I see him, I'm just kind of like.
He should be more nervous than he thinks that she's going back to Houston. Because he's going to be staying there longer than expected. Which means when everybody comes back from their honeymoon, he's still going to be there. Because he's going to have to be there for, 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
So. Now, we know Michaela's a little hot to trot, and she had a little cutty buddy that, you know, hey, and I get it. So maybe she's still fresh in the honeymoon glow, so she's not going to do that yet. But the minute she finds out that he's doing something, this is going to be interesting, and I can't wait to see this. I don't know whether I can call whether they make it or not. I'm almost going to say they don't, because her anger issues are deep. And massive, and are going to be great to watch on TV. I can't wait to see it.
I really think we're going to see a different side of Zach, but I don't see that couple working out. And there's a lot of Michaela is the reason why, because her whole selfie video of waking up next to my man and all that, I mean, that's just crazy. That had like a Misery vibe. You know, remember the movie Misery?
Yeah, I remember the movie Misery. Yeah. But I mean, that means she was just in. She was. You just said at the start of this recap about these women who would not sleep with the men they were married to. This is her husband, so she wants to spend time getting to know her husband. If you got married, you would want your wife to feel that way and want to be close to you and want to be around you, and not hopping back to go back to the city where her cutty buddy is that was just knocking her down right before the wedding.
But it doesn't sound like she's the one that wanted to go back. It sounds like he was like, I think it would be best if you go back home because I got the COVID and let me deal with this here. I don't want to get you sick because you're my wife and da da da. It doesn't sound like she was the one that wanted to leave. So,
you know, you just put something in every woman's mind that's watching this right now for when their man goes, I think it's best. You're lying.
I think he's like, I think it's best that you go back to Houston so I can enjoy my honeymoon, because he's going to have a miraculous recovery. All of a sudden, he's going to be like, you know, I took this herbal supplement I got from Whole Foods and I feel fine. Let's go to the pool. show off his chest. So we shall see.
Here's the thing. Knowing what we know now, she should not have left for 5 days because she shouldn't have tested for 5 days, because if he just tested positive and she was with him and this was one day that he was feeling sick and the next day he tested and he was positive and they tested her and she tested negative, yeah, she needs to stay there in another room for another 4 days and then test again to make sure, because she probably got on that plane and infected more people. Now we know how this damn Delta variant has been spreading.
Yeah.
You know, Zach and Michaela, this is all your fault. The reason we're going back on lockdown, the reason we have to wear masks, the reason we have to get booster shots is because y'all were reckless and you wanted to send your wife back instead of saying, why not just put her down the hall?
To your point, why does she have to go back to Houston, potentially infect people on a plane, and then get to Houston where her people are? Because you know, like she's not the type that's going to go home and just quarantine by herself for 7 days.
No, she's going back for another bachelorette party.
Or a little cuddy buddy visit. Hey, hey, big head.
bring those antibodies over here. By the way, looking at this, I say Bao and Johnny are going to make it, and you say nobody's going to make it. That's what it looks like for now. And we'll do another one in a couple of weeks to see who's going to make it. Do our minds change on where we are? Again, we dropped the regular episode on Monday's audio. We dropped the video episode on Tuesdays. And, of course, our Married at First Sight recaps on Wednesdays. And we've got to say it here, too, because we did have a winner of the $100 cash via Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, your choice. And that winner was...
I have two cues or two yep. questions. But I have two cues. So I have two cues. You've commented quite a bit. We definitely appreciate the fact that you were subscribed, but you're also faithfully watching us and even engaging us in dialogue. So send us your Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, whatever it is. You are the winner of our $100 regular guys random giveaway. So we want to make sure you get your money, because we are men of our words. And as Yanni said last week, a Lannister always pays its debts.
Indeed. And you know what? We're crossing more milestones, so that means more cash and more giveaways. So make sure that if you're not subscribed, you do subscribe. If you haven't hit the bell for notifications, do it. And then make sure you share us with your friends, too, and tell them to subscribe, because the sooner we hit those milestones, the sooner we give out more money, more money, more money.
That's really thanks to all of you that are following us, that are watching this Married at First Sight recap that I hate doing. But I'm having fun with it, and I'm having fun getting to know a lot of the new subscribers to our channel. So definitely subscribe. Share with your friends. Send us some of your random thoughts, some of your bullshit. We'll share it on the show.
And we'll beat y'all at Panera Bread with Deanny, who said we had tomato soup. So tomato soup is not bad. I actually like tomato soup without the pieces of tomato, so that's cool. I like it. We probably drank V8 too. So I had a double dose of double dose of tomatoes. I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.